Now you have here in chapter 18, you have the next burden, and that's the fifth burden now, and it's the burden of the land beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. And actually, there were those that thought at one time that he's talking about Egypt, but he's not talking about Egypt because that comes up next. And that's one kingdom God's not through with. And it's interesting that out of the ancient world, this great kingdom has come down, but has come down exactly as God said it would. You can't guess like that, my beloved. But what do we mean here by the burden of the land beyond the rivers of Ethiopia? And it's certainly no description of Egypt at all to begin with. And then those today that try to bring in England and the United States. When I begin to hear that kind of interpretation, I feel like yawning because they weary me. That's not interpreting the Word of God at all. The fact of the matter is, Ethiopia is the one that we're talking about. Now, there are two Ethiopias. The word that's used is Cush. And there's one in Asia, that's Genesis 2:13, and another in Africa, and that's Exodus 2:15 and 21. I believe we're talking about the Ethiopia now that's in Africa. I'm sure that's it because it's the land beyond the rivers. And the rivers of Ethiopia was, of course, the Nile River. And what we have here is something I think that's quite wonderful. He says in verse 1, and we have here, God calls the world's attention to Ethiopia. That's interesting. Woe to the land shadowing with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Now, the word woe here is an unfortunate word because actually it's the same word in Isaiah 1:4 that's translated, ah, a people laden with iniquity. It's a sigh. Or as you have it in Isaiah 55, ho, everyone that thirsted. And here God is saying, ho to the land. Listen to me. Hear this. That would be the way. Now, shadowing with wings, I think might be better translated, rustling with wings. And that is something that's quite interesting. Missionaries to that land have told me now for years that Ethiopia is known and noted as the land of birds. It's called the land of wings. And this is something that actually identifies it. I have a very wonderful missionary friend over there now. She was a former student of mine. She tells me that that is a means of identification. Now, will you notice? They sendeth ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes upon the waters. And vessels of bulrushes would not characterize actually any modern nation. You couldn't fit that into England or the United States because we just don't use them. And you couldn't get a steamship out of that, as some have attempted to do. Well, the nation here, however, that is peeled and scattered and peeled, of course, is Israel. And what you have here, of course, is, I think, Ethiopia. And he says, all ye inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see ye when he lifteth up an ensign on the mountains and when he bloweth a trumpet, hear ye. Now, there have been a great many Bible students believe that this ensign is the Ark of the Tabernacle that was later on in the temple, and that at the time of the destruction of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, that previously it had been transferred over to Ethiopia. And I'm told there's a church over there that the claim is made that it's in that church. Well, I don't know that. I couldn't prove anything. But an ensign will come out of that land. That's interesting. I don't know what it'll be, and I'm not attempting to say it. It's even what I've suggested. Verse 7, in that time shall the present be brought unto the Lord of hosts, of a people scattered and peeled, this is Israel, and from a people terrible from their beginning hitherto, a nation meted out and trodden underfoot, whose land the rivers have spoiled, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, the Mount Zion. Now, this is evidently a reference to the fact that the Ethiopians, see, there's no judgment against them, but what you have here, they will be at Jerusalem. And there's a marvelous verse that I call your attention to in the Psalms, which says, they're going to ask the Ethiopian, what are you doing in Jerusalem? I guess same question. Maybe it's on account of integration in that day. Maybe that'll come up in the millennium. But he's going to say, I was born here. I was born again here. God has wonderful things to say about Ethiopia. I gave a series of messages at the time that Mussolini invaded Ethiopia, saying that God would not let that stand, the brutal way in which they were treated. And God certainly didn't. And Mussolini went down, and Ethiopia is still a nation, by the way, and will be right on in to the millennium.